Next item, please.
943, authorize construction and permanent financing in an amount not to exceed $5,766,360 and a ground lease with 72nd and Foster Limited Partnership for portions of city-owned property at 5005 Southeast 72nd Avenue to facilitate the affordable redevelopment project known as 72 Foster.
Colleagues, is the city responding to the urgency of the housing crisis with unprecedented affordable housing production? In the past 2 years, we've worked to triple our pipeline of affordable housing units, now with 2,200 units currently under development. One of these 72 Foster is expected to break ground in the Lentz neighborhood next month. It's an innovative project that leverages the combined strengths of three valued nonprofit partners: REACH, the Asian Health and Services Center, and Hacienda CDC, to create culturally responsive affordable housing that will serve a diverse mix of households and help prevent the displacement of minority communities here in Portland. Conceived as an intergenerational mixed-use development, 72 Foster will provide more than 100 units for low-income households within the most concentrated Asian American population in the entire state of Oregon. Just across the street, the Portland Mercado offers a variety of food options and provides incubator space, training, and support for new Latino businesses. And if you haven't been there, it's a real treat. I highly recommend it. It's 72nd and Foster. REACH will coordinate leasing efforts of the commercial space with Hacienda and Asian Health and Family Center to support the success of the neighboring Portland Mercado, advance the multicultural character of Lentz, and other aspects. Projects like this exemplify how housing is more than a roof over our head or a place to live. When housing development is thoughtful and intentional and inclusive by design, it is the cornerstone of a community. Commissioner Saltzman selected this project for funding in the spring of 2016. I want to thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add.
No.
Very good. Director Krieger, come on up.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, members of council. The request today before you is to approve $5,766,000 and $360 to REACH CDC. This funding is from tax increment financing originated from the Lentz Urban Renewal Area. And it's also approval to lease a site to REACH to support the 101-unit project. The site itself is valued at $1,140,000. PHB paid Prosper $1,014,101. So we have got essentially done an inter-bureau transfer between Prosper and PDC. The other things I'd like to mention to you, this is 101 units in total, 21 of which are affordable to people with incomes between 0 and 30%, made possible through the allocation of project-based rental assistance from Home Forward. It's also important that you know that 72nd Foster Apartments is part of a larger effort to transform Lentz. And when you look collectively at the allocations made by the city, we have $118.5 million underway in Lentz. With that, combined, 364 total units. So when you go to Lentz, you start to see the difference that this level of effort has made. And it's been a concerted level of effort between Prosper and the Housing Bureau and our local partners. It's important that you know that the target for women, minority, disadvantaged small business for this project is 38%. They are exceeding 38% participation. It's especially important to note that with the design subconsultants and professional services, they're getting up to about 90% small business participation and with women and minority-owned firms. With me today is Dan Valieri, Executive Director of REACH, Jessica Woodruff, the Director of Development, and Lisa Corbett, the Project Manager. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have before they speak or afterwards.
I have a question. Can you tell us a little bit about the commercial spaces and how the deal has been structured to provide for community benefits through the commercial spaces.
Yes, and Dan and Jessica might want to expound on this, but it's my understanding that they are taking responsibility, they, REACH CDC, are taking responsibility for the tenant improvements and will be leasing those spaces on a spec basis. They don't have any pre-signed tenants. It is hoped that with the success of the Mercado immediately next door, that some of the small businesses that have been incubated at the Mercado will become stores at some point in their economic life. And so it provides an outlet for successful entrepreneurs at the Mercado to graduate into to a real storefront. It's also important to note that Asian Health and Service Center is providing resident services as well as multilingual services. So there will be a very robust suite of services provided in Mandarin, Cantonese, and Korean. And given the preponderance of Asian businesses in the area, I think you'll see a mix. They can describe their approach, but they're taking responsibility for the ground floor commercial.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fritz.
Obviously, this is a great project. I'm wondering about the parking situation. Where are people who are living in these apartments going to park? And in particular, I understand the site currently is used for parking for the Mercado. So what's the capacity of the nearby streets to
I'll let Lucy
that?
And Jessica speak to the parking issue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Why don't we
Thanks
move
so
to
much.
The invited testimony, please? Come on up. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us and for considering this on the agenda. Dan Valliere, CEO at REACH Community Development. You got the good background there. And just one other sort of acknowledgement that this is part of the largest single funding round PHB had ever done in late 2015. So we wouldn't be here but for amazing step forward that Commissioner Saltzman and Director Krieger initiated back then. And I remember Director Krieger's words. He called it a stress test. And meaning that we're going to test our system on how fast can we develop housing and how much. And so a lot's going to come before you in the coming weeks, too, I know. So thank you for taking leadership like that. You already had a good background on the project. I think I'll just add that, this really goes back to 2014 when we drove around the neighborhood with Holden Leung, the director of Asian Health and Service Center. At that time, they had a dream of a new center. They're currently on Powell. Near 33rd and Powell, they had a vision for moving to a new location in Southeast that would be bigger and designed for what they do. They currently rent space. And they had a vision, too, of having housing nearby that they could be part of advising or be even providing services in. So we didn't know where it was going to be. We were driving around, and that was when they honed in on Lentz and now are developing their new center, which is already under construction. So the Asian Health Service Center is separate from this project. I'm not saying it's linked explicitly. We're not developing it, but I just wanted to point that out. Their center is under construction at Lentz Town Center. It's very exciting. And this project really was part of that vision. We're developing this, and they're going to be the resident service providers you heard in the building. So again, this is kind of a dream come true for both organizations that were able to make this happen in the Lentz area. I think it also is worth saying that Asian Health and Service Center has helped us better understand the ways in which cultural communities may sometimes feel shut out of traditional affordable housing, especially if we don't take into account different languages, traditions, or a sense of mistrust that sometimes people have with institutions. So thinking about how we can develop and design a building and manage it with community in mind is important, and we all are working on that. So this has been a good process that that we've been doing collaboratively with the center, both involving the community in the design and in insight on how we should manage the building. It will be open to all. Of course, we will not discriminate. It'll be a very diverse building, but given the concentration of Asian communities in Southeast Portland, we are going to extra efforts to make sure the building is welcoming and managed in a way that's friendly to the communities. With that, I think we have some questions that we need to answer. Parking, for one. And I don't know if, Jessica, you also have a couple comments on the financing that you might want to add. So we'll get to parking.
Yes, I'm Jessica Woodruff, the Director of Development at REACH, and I just wanted to give a little bit of context of how excited we are to be here today. Dan gave the background of how much we'd worked and how long we worked with the Asian Health Service Center on this vision. And in the time of the 2016 election, federal tax credits are the main way that we finance affordable housing nationwide. And right after the election, this project, as every other project in the nation, faced a budget shortage. So it was a really stressful time when we looked at the need in Portland and then what was happening with tax credit pricing. And in talking with our peers nationwide about how we were going to face that, I have to say I feel very fortunate on this project in particular that we started working in the, the strong public private partnership with Oregon Housing Community Services, Portland Housing Bureau, KeyBank, and REACH, all to come together. We all put additional resources into the deal to keep it on track, and that is something that we're not seeing nationwide the same way that we're seeing in the Pacific Northwest. So we're just very grateful to be here today. We did receive permit approval today, so with the city's approval, we will be able to close and begin construction next month. So very happy to be here today.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, so do you want to add anything?
I'm just here to answer questions.
Yeah.
Dan, can I start with the question I posed about the commercial space?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to own the commercial space?
Yes, I can answer this one.
And will it be like a condominium? How will that work?
It actually is not a condominium. We structured it as a single finance deal. It was more financially beneficial to the project that way. What needed to happen for us to pull that off was REACH is master leasing the entire commercial space. So that is all on REACH. We take all the risk to do that to allow the affordable housing financing partners in the project to know that their portion of the project is protected. So that gives us more flexibility to work with our community partners, but also with leasing agents to try to meet that vision that both Kurt and Dan talked about to lease it the way in which we want. So that's how it's. So we will own it. We do intend to lease it up to small businesses, but we will take that risk if it's slow. It's not publicly financed, that portion of the project.
Dan, is this similar or dissimilar to the approach you took at Gray's Landing?
It's different from Gray's Landing because, at Gray's Landing, there's commercial space. REACH moved its offices there and bought, since it was condo, though, so it's a different structure. We essentially bought some of the commercial space and then run our offices there. So REACH, it was a transaction. REACH paid for that space. There's then other commercial space that's for local business. But PDC was involved in that, so it was very different from this because REACH didn't have all the risk. It was shared to some level with Portland Development Commission because that was a different era, and there were different thinking about how the role that PDC would play in some of those kinds of commercial deals. So it's quite different at Gray's Landing. Yeah, this one is REACH pretty much by itself on the commercial space.
So we've had this conversation before, but there are times in this job you wish you could go back in time 10 or 20 years and kind of know then what you know now about opportunity. And it's been my impression that the undervalued part of a lot of these deals has been the commercial space. And typically we've asked nonprofit operators that have one set of skills to also manage, the commercial stuff. And because of the locations, because of the people being served, because of the economy, it's been challenging for some of our nonprofit partners to. But if you think back 20 years ago and you looked at it differently and said we're about to create a portfolio of very attractive commercial spaces spread around the city that someday are going to be very attractive.
Right.
I mean, now what we have is something quite different, and as that part of the city where you're going to be building builds out, as Gray's Landing, that part of South Waterfront develops, it's a different story. So one of the things that I hope we can consider is how more holistically we can use the commercial space to drive public benefit. Now, you're going to be looking at it as the owner, and you've done this in order to, I mean, you've taken on the risk here, and
right.
you've got skin in the game, and you're mm-hmm. to be applauded. It makes it pencil out. But you've got now a resource that's a great community resource, and I think the larger question is, how does PDC, Prosper Portland, going forward in the city, help you be successful in really leveraging that space? Because that space there and another nonprofit affordable housing development throughout the city, I think increasingly is going to become a more valuable asset.
Right. And maybe one way to think about it is instead of pre-committing to it, you know, we're willing to take that risk right now. But, yeah, if there were potential public users or public benefit sort of uses there that others have in mind, that we could negotiate and talk with and also find some resources to help support that, then that would work great, right? We clearly would love that. We've actually had a number of discussions with potential partners, including Hacienda, of course,
maybe Mercy Corps.
We've had some conversations that to date haven't resulted in, but we'll continue to have them, and clearly REACH has an interest, too, in having some public benefit there, but we need to figure out the resources and make sure it will financially work for us since, right, we have to...
Well, I'll just close by saying, help us crack the code on this.
Okay.
And I also think the city, through Prosper Portland and through other POTS, we have an interest in seeing you be successful here.
Thank you.
Because we just haven't... It's never been the primary focus, how to leverage the commercial space. And yet, if we can maintain that as entry-level space, affordable space, and if we can make it connected to the community in which we serve, that space is really important. And so we have a shared, I think, commitment to make that happen.
Yeah. It's a good point. We're happy to be part of that conversation. And obviously, Prosper Portland has been very clear, which is a good thing, about some of their priorities right now. So it would have to align with that or have discussion about what their priorities are for commercial subsidy. But it's a good topic. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Could somebody address the challenge of parking for both residents and for the Mikado, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can tell you that's one of the first things that we talked with Hacienda about as we started to develop this. They did, they were clearly aware that it was temporary parking arrangement. They, as an organization, were prepared for that change. We also talked to the neighborhood about it in multiple neighborhood meetings, so they understood. We did get helpful feedback from the neighborhood that they love the Mercado, so they only want to see things that support the Mercado, but they also did see our project as doing that, and that they felt like there was ample street parking. And with that said, I'll turn it to Lucy just to remind everybody what the exact parking arrangement we have is.
Sure. There will be 35 parking spaces for the 101 units, and there's also several high-frequency bus lines that run right in front of the project, so we expect that residents will also utilize those.
So it's 35 units actually in the project, in the building?
Correct.
Great. That's helpful. I suppose when we've made our parking changes that allow shared parking with nearby businesses in off-peak hours, that might be helpful also. So there's a possibility for some other cooperative arrangements moving forward, because I think we all agree that this is a great project and we want to continue to support the Mikado. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Why don't we see if there's any public testimony, Carla?
No one signed up.
Could I ask Kurt one final question?
Please, Commissioner Fish.
Yeah. Mr. Director, you know, I appreciate very much the community impact statement and listing the units. And 20 units at 30% or below MFI is a good number, and I'm delighted to see that. What this doesn't say, though, is whether there's the possibility of any of these units being permanent supportive housing units. They are heavily subsidized with a Section 8 voucher, which is amazing. So could you address that?
Well, I think it will turn on the affirmative fair marketing efforts that Asian Health and Communities Health and Service Center and REACH undertake together as to how many of those have service needs. But I'll let Daniel and Jessica fill that in.
Yeah, I think our approach, since there wasn't an official sort of permanent supportive housing goal in the original competition, we don't have an official, formal commitment to that. But we do have, like you pointed out, the subsidized units. So it's affordable to people with very low income or zero income potentially. So it will be open and available to potentially people coming out of homelessness. With Asian Health Service Center, this will be the first time that they have been providing resident services in an affordable housing building like this. So it's a new partnership. So the other thing we're going to be doing here is learning. And so I think we're also being cautious about how many formal commitments we make on the service side up front. But clearly, they would tell you very clearly that homelessness in the Asian communities they serve is often invisible. They're not always counted. They're often staying with people and in circumstances that are not being, that aren't visible. And so they see this as a huge opportunity to provide housing and services to people that are extremely vulnerable and homeless. So I believe that the partnership we have with them is going to serve the intent of the commitment to permanent supportive housing, even though you don't see that here as a formal agreement, per se.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Thank you for your testimony. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Housing Bureau and REACH, for doing some great work here, and the Asian Health and Service Center as well. This looks, sounds like a great partnership, and this is very, very well needed and will be well utilized in a great location. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you very much for your presentation and for this work. It's a great project. I think one of the most exciting things is what Commissioner Fish and you have talked about in terms of the partnership with the Asian Family Health Center. To me, one of the most discouraging pieces was in the in your write-up, where over $750,000 is not coming from the federal government that we were expecting just last year. And so we are fortunate that the Leinstown Center Urban Renewal Area has capacity to provide that $766,360. On the other hand, that's over $750,000 that's not going to be going to other purposes that we were expecting to be able to use it for within the Lentz Urban Renewal District. So if people think that what's happening in Washington, D.C. doesn't affect us directly here, it certainly does. So thank you for triumphing over despite that. Aye.
Fish?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and Director Krieger who brought this home. I want to acknowledge that if you put REACH, Asian Health and Family Center, and Hacienda together, that's an all-star team, and it's fantastic. And the last time that REACH had a gnarly project that I recall that was similar was Gray's Landing, and the tax credit market collapsed, so every possible path forward to financing that project hit a dead end, and it took remarkable creativity, and I think Margaret Van Vliet deserves a bow for the work that she did then to make it happen, and a similar work around here to make this work. I believe, and I may be wrong, but I believe this land was purchased when Sam Adams was mayor. And it was long before people really thought that Foster, this section of Foster, was going to be a focal point of our affordable housing strategy. But a little PDC money and a little housing money went, I believe, to purchase the property, which was not in great condition. And I say that because these projects take time to incubate and marinate. But it was worth waiting for because this is a outstanding partnership. So congratulations to all. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a great partnership. I applaud you all and Commissioner Saltzman. I think this was a very, very visionary step for the Portland Housing Bureau under your leadership. Commissioner Fish, thank you for reminding us also of the history of these projects. As you know, there's a lot of urgency to getting affordable housing stock into the community, and even with the financial resources ready and available, it still has taken years to get to this point. So it's a good illustration that we have the right players, we have the right funding resources, we have the right visions, but none of this comes easily and none of it comes quickly. But this, I think, is a particularly visionary project, and it's one I've followed with great interest, and I'm really glad to see it finally be at the phase where we're close to shovels in the ground. Very exciting. Thank you all for your community leadership. The ordinance is adopted.
Thank you.